know, the,
sure. Showing the pro-am nature of this, that's like the best, one of the best terms I've heard to describe this is like, you know, there's, it's a combination of the interests of the professionals and those who are in it for fun, right? That makes it really magical, right? I mean, the people who are paid to like, you know, make sure that when a release goes out, you know, it actually has various quality things and various, you know, hits certain features and stuff and does it on a certain date is like one set of developers. And then there's another set who are just like, let's try some wacky things to develop and see what happens. And the fact is that those two can coexist within a project, right? You know, and it's often the ones who are there just for fun who, you know, can try the riskiest, craziest ideas that might turn out to be actually really interesting, were the most innovative ideas, right? Because they have nothing to lose. To them, if it doesn't work out, well, it was a few hours wasted, you know, but didn't cost the company money, you know, didn't piss off customers, that kind of thing. So the fact that it's like those two groups actually working together is, I think, one of the most brilliant things of it, things about open source. Sorry, I hope that was recording. What else do I like about it, or what draws me to it? I like how it is almost a rehumanization of software engineering. I mean, so much of the focus of the last 25, 30 years was on the idea that it was like a discipline that could be, it was like building a bridge or like, you know, like architecture. It was really just about the nuts and bolts of like, we have to get from here to there. What are the step-by-step things? And let's just apply techniques. And it was just a very scientific process, which I think it needed and it benefited from. But somewhere along the way, it became weighted so much towards the science that it lost its sense of being an art form, right? And there are certainly heroes in the software industry, but everyone thinks of Bill Gates rather than thinking of, you know, somebody who invented a cool algorithm or something like that, right? Or a really innovative approach. I mean, I think, you know, there's a few exceptions. We know Marc Andreessen, you know, kind of, you know, put things together and created Mosaic, but fewer people have heard of Tim Berners-Lee, for example, even though he's, you know, fairly famous too. So I like the fact that with open source development, every piece of software that's out there has names attached to it, right? People that you can talk to, right? And if you're not having conversations with the core developers, which most people using open source software aren't, you might be having conversations with the next tier out of people who are the expert users, right? Or the people who you know, came up with an interesting Linux distribution, you know, tailored to, you know, something that you're working on, right? And it's that person-to-person connection that I think is almost this revolutionary reaction to the over scientification, I guess, of the software engineering process. So I don't know. I think that rehumanization is important. Well, I think there's a broader trend on that the internet enabled, which was people being able to be very intimate, but also still, you know, very anonymous at the same time. And like an example might be blogs, right? Suddenly you have millions of people now maintaining daily diaries out in the public, whereas, you know, we always kind of thought of diaries as something personal you wrote to yourself and hid away from everybody, right? And I think there was before the net, there was this latent kind of aptitude inside of people for living very public personas. But unless you were an actor or an actress, you know, or some other famous personality, you didn't get a chance to live that out. Now I think everybody has a megaphone, right, called the net, and anybody can start a blog or jump onto a developer mailing list and be themselves and engage in these conversations person to person and decide, okay, programming is I'm very passionate about and I want to connect to other people who are passionate about it and learn from them and well, maybe they learn something from me, right? And that is a cool thing. I like that a lot.
Right, so it's not just